One of the saints whom the church honors today is Saint Gertrude, a German mystic of the 13th century.
Hello,
Father James Kubicki here. And one of the reasons I chose to talk about Saint Gertrude today is because of her deep devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. For 14 years, I was the national director of the Apostleship of Prayer, now known as the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, and one of my jobs was to promote this devotion. St. Gertrude was a nun who dedicated herself to a life of prayer and who, because of some of the visions of Jesus that she received and her descriptions of them in her writings and her prayers, was one of the early promoters of the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Here's a short prayer of hers that shows the connection between the love of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Holy Eucharist. How great, O my Jesus, is the extent of your excessive love. You have prepared for me, of your most precious body and blood, a divine banquet where you give me yourself without reserve. What has urged you to this excess of love? Nothing but your own most loving heart. St. Gertrude was also devoted to the souls in purgatory, and she often prayed for them. As we pray this month for those who have died and are being purified of the residue of their sins, and are being healed of the hurts their sins have caused them and others, let's place these souls today in the merciful heart of Jesus, who died for sinners. The following prayer has been attributed to St. Gertrude, though its origins are uncertain. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen.